You are listening to IP Management Voice, your podcast about the world of IP and IP management. We talk about the smartest minds in the knowledge economy so that you can learn from them. If you want to know more, you can subscribe to our newsletter and research the latest topics on our content platform, Dplex, with the world's most important experts on IP and IP management. The content featured in today's episode on how to protect AI innovations with IP comes from Robert Plotkin.
You know, that saying, ideas are cheap?
Yeah.
Well, in the world of AI, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Right.
In today's deep dive, we're going to explore why protecting your AI innovations is absolutely mission critical.
Yeah.
We'll be pulling insights from excerpts of
AI
Armor, The Essential Guide to Protecting Your AI Company's Crown Jewels by Robert Plotkin.
Interesting.
I've got to admit, when I first heard the title, I thought, okay, this is going to be a dry legal textbook.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, Plotkin really flips the script.
He does.
And makes intellectual property feel like this secret weapon for AI companies.
He really does.
He argues that in the faster-paced world of AI, intellectual property, or IP, as we'll call it, is not just a legal box to check.
Right.
It's the armor you need to not only survive, but thrive.
Yeah.
And what I found really cool is he's not just talking about patents.
Right.
He's got this whole system called the MindBee process.
Which sounds a lot more exciting than your typical IP advice.
It does.
Can you walk us through what makes it so special?
Absolutely. The MIND process is specifically designed for AI companies.
Okay.
And it's all about strategically aligning your IP with your business goals.
Got it.
What's fascinating here is that it helps you answer the question, what am I actually trying to achieve with my AI?
Oh, interesting.
Do you want to dominate the market?
Mm-hmm.
Get acquired by a tech giant?
Mm-hmm.
License your tech to others?
Right.
The MIND process acts as a roadmap to figure out how to use IP to reach those goals.
I see.
So, you know.
I'm already intrigued.
Okay.
So tell me more about this MIND process. Yeah. Where do you even begin?
It all starts with MAP.
Okay.
Plotkin breaks down an AI system into 7 key components.
Okay.
Now you might be thinking, isn't an AI system just code?
Yeah. I can see that.
But it's so much more than that.
Right. You've got your algorithms, your data sets.
The infrastructure it all runs on.
And Plotkin takes it even deeper.
I see.
He dives into the training module.
Okay.
Which is basically where your AI learns.
Right.
Think of it like a school for your AI.
Okay, yeah.
Where it's fed tons of data
mm-hmm.
and learns how to make sense of it.
Got it.
Then there's the model execution module.
Okay.
Which is how your AI actually applies what it's learned in the real world.
Right.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Plotkin says that these components, including the trained AI model itself, can be patented.
Hold on. You're telling me you can patent a trained AI model?
Yes.
I always thought that was off limits.
It's a common misconception.
Okay.
Plotkin debunks this myth.
Okay.
And explains that the key is demonstrating the novelty and non-obviousness of your model's functionality.
Right.
It's not about protecting the lines of code, but rather the unique way it solves a problem.
I see.
He gives the example of a company that developed an AI model to predict equipment failures in factories.
Okay.
They were able to secure a patent because their model used a completely novel approach to analyzing sensor data.
Interesting.
Something no one else had thought of before.
So it's not just about having a model that works.
Yeah.
It's about having a model that works in a way that's truly groundbreaking.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful insight right there.
It is. And that's just the first step in the MIND process.
Right.
Once you've mapped out your AI innovation,
you
move on to identify, which is all about figuring out your IP goals.
Got it.
Are you looking to attract investors? Secure strategic partnership? Plotkin argues that the way you approach IP will differ depending on what you want to achieve with your AI.
So it's like tailoring your IP strategy to fit your business objective.
Exactly.
It makes a lot of sense.
And then comes navigate, which is where things can get a little tricky. I mean, let's be honest. The world of IP can feel like this dense legal jungle sometimes.
Hey, absolutely.
Patents, trademarks, trade secrets, copyrights.
That can make your head spin.
And that's where Plotkin's expertise really shines.
Okay.
He guides you through this complex landscape, helping you figure out which forms of protection are most effective for each component of your AI system.
So you map your AI innovation.
Yeah.
You identify your IP goals.
Right.
And then navigate this complex world of intellectual property law.
Yes.
Okay, so we've mapped our AI innovation, identified our IP goals, and navigated the legal jungle.
Right.
What's the final step in this mind process?
The final step is drive.
Okay.
Which is all about putting your secured IP to work for you.
Okay.
It's about turning your IP from a defensive shield into an offensive weapon that helps you achieve your business objectives.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
So what are some examples of how companies can actually drive their IP?
Plotkin talks about attracting investment, generating licensing revenue, and even facilitating a successful exit, like a big acquisition or IPO.
Right, right.
He points out that having a strong IP portfolio can make your company incredibly attractive to investors and potential acquirers.
I see.
They see it as a sign that you're serious about innovation and have a long-term vision.
So it's not just about protecting yourself from copycats. It's about actively using IP to grow your business and create value.
Exactly. And what's really interesting is that Plotkin challenges the common belief that patents stifle innovation.
Huh.
He argues that patents actually encourage companies to invest in research and development because they know their innovations will be protected.
Okay, so we've got the mind process, which is like a roadmap for how to approach IP and AI. But I know there are a lot of myths and misconceptions floating around out there.
Yeah.
Does Plotkin address any of those?
He sure does.
Okay.
He dedicates a whole section of the book to debunking some of the most common IP myths that hold people back.
I see.
And trust me, you'll be surprised by how pervasive these myths are, even among seasoned entrepreneurs.
Right. Spill the tea.
Okay.
What are some of these myths that we need to bust?
Well, one of the biggest myths is that AI and software can't be patented.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
But Plotkin sets the record straight.
Okay.
He explains that while it's true that you can't patent an abstract idea, you absolutely can patent the specific implementation of that idea in software or an AI system.
Okay.
It all comes down to demonstrating that your invention is novel, non-obvious, and has a practical application.
But it has to actually work.
Yeah. He argues that this misconception stems from the early days of software development, when patent law was struggling to keep pace with this new technology.
I see, I see. So it's like the legal system has finally caught up with the reality of software and AI innovation.
Right.
That's encouraging to hear.
It is. Yeah. And Plotkin emphasizes that this shift in thinking is crucial.
Okay.
Because patents can be a game changer for startups and small businesses in the AI space.
I see.
They can help level the playing field against larger competitors and attract the investment they need to scale their businesses.
I'm really starting to see how IP can be a powerful tool, just a legal hurdle.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the myths Plotkin tackles in his book.
Right.
There are many more we can delve into. So
unpack those right after a quick word from our sponsors. I know you're on the edge of your seats.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back with more from AI Armor.
Dive into those other myths right now.
Okay.
Another common one is being first to market is enough.
Oh, I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
Like if you're the first one out there with a cool AI product.
Right.
You're golden.
But Plotkin argues that's a dangerous misconception.
Really?
He points out that without solid IP protection, competitors can easily reverse engineer your product or develop their own workarounds.
Oh, wow.
He tells the story of a company that poured their heart and soul into creating an AI-powered image editing tool.
Okay.
Only to have a larger competitor launch a near-identical product a few months later.
Ouch.
Because they hadn't secured proper IP protection, there was nothing they could do.
I see.
They essentially handed their innovation to a competitor on a silver platter.
Oh, that's got to be heartbreaking.
It is.
It really highlights how important it is to have those legal safeguards in place.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it ties back to the idea of using IP as a strategic asset.
Right.
If that company had secured patents for their unique algorithms or protected their core technology as a trade secret, they could have potentially prevented that competitor from copying them or even license their technology to them.
So it's not just about playing defense. Right. It's about creating options and opportunities.
Exactly. Now, another myth Plotkin debunks is patents are easily circumvented in AI.
I can see why people might think that AI is evolving so fast. Yeah. Wouldn't it be easy for someone to just tweak an algorithm slightly and get around a patent?
Plotkin acknowledges that concern.
Okay.
But he argues that well-crafted patents can create strong barriers to entry.
Okay.
It's all about anticipating potential workarounds.
Right.
And strategically drafting your patent claims to cover a broad range of implementations.
Okay.
He compares it to building a fortress around your innovation.
I like that.
You don't just want to build a single wall.
Right.
You want to create multiple layers of defense.
So it's like playing chess.
Yeah.
Thinking several moves ahead to anticipate what your competitors might do.
Precisely. And this brings us to another common myth. Patents are only for big companies with deep pockets.
Yeah, I've always thought of patents as being expensive and time-consuming, something only big corporations could afford.
That's a common misconception.
Okay.
But Plotkin emphasizes that patents can be a powerful tool for startups and small businesses, especially in the AI space.
Interesting.
They can level the playing field against larger competitors and attract investment by demonstrating that you have a defensible competitive advantage.
So you're saying that even for a small startup, getting a patent could make a big difference?
He thinks so.
Yeah.
He points out that many patent offices offer expedited examination programs,
okay,
which can significantly speed up the patent process for high-priority inventions.
So even if you're a small startup, you're not automatically out of the game when it comes to patents.
Not at all.
That's good to know.
And Plotkin even argues that for startups, securing patents early on can be a smart move.
Okay.
Even if you're not planning to monetize them immediately, they can be valuable bargaining chips down the road, especially if you're looking to be acquired or enter into strategic partnerships.
It's like having those patents in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Gives you more options and leverage in the long run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the final myth Plotkin debunks is the patent process is too slow for the fast-moving world of AI.
That's a concern I've definitely heard before.
Uh-huh.
AI is evolving at such a rapid pace.
Right.
Wouldn't a patent be outdated by the time you actually get it?
It's a valid concern.
Okay.
But Plotkin argues that there are ways to navigate this challenge.
Okay.
He highlights those expedited examination programs we talked about earlier.
Right.
And he also advises companies to focus on patenting the core foundational aspects of their AI technology, the parts that are less likely to become obsolete quickly.
That makes sense. Hmm. You don't want to waste time and resources trying to patent something that's going to be outdated in 6 months.
Exactly. Now, one of the things I really appreciate about Plotkin's approach is that he emphasizes a holistic view of IP protection.
What do you mean by holistic?
He argues that it's not just about patents.
Right.
You need to consider all the tools in the IP toolbox.
Okay.
Including trademarks, copyrights, and trade secrets.
So it's about using the right tool for the right job.
Exactly. And Plotkin goes even deeper, highlighting the importance of protecting non-patentable aspects of your AI system.
Like what?
Well, think about your training data.
Okay.
You might not be able to patent the data itself.
Right.
But you can use contractual agreements and technical measures to prevent unauthorized access or use.
Oh, I see.
And even though you can't patent a specific business method, you can still use trade secret protection to safeguard your unique processes and algorithms.
So it's like thinking beyond the traditional legal frameworks and finding creative ways to protect your intellectual property.
Exactly. And what I found really insightful is that Plotkin doesn't shy away from the complexities of AI.
Right.
He dives into the challenges of protecting AI models that are constantly learning and evolving.
That's a really interesting point. Traditional IP law was designed for static inventions.
Right.
Not something that's constantly changing.
Right. And Plotkin acknowledges that this is uncharted territory.
Okay.
He encourages companies to think about IP protection as a dynamic process, one that needs to adapt as their AI systems evolve.
It's like you need to build an IP strategy that's as agile and adaptable as your AI itself.
Exactly.
Get that.
And this leads us to another fascinating aspect of the book.
Okay.
Plotkin's exploration of the future of AI and IP.
Okay, cool.
He dives into some really thought-provoking questions.
Yeah.
About what's coming next in this rapidly evolving field.
Okay, let's put on our futurist hats for a moment.
Yeah.
What kind of questions is Plotkin grappling with?
Well, one of the biggest questions is how to handle AI-generated inventions.
Oh, wow.
What happens when AI starts creating its own inventions?
That's a good question.
Who owns the IP?
Whoa, that's a mind bender. Can an AI even be considered an inventor under current law?
That's the million-dollar question.
Wow.
And Plotkin dives into the legal and philosophical debates surrounding this issue.
I'm guessing there are no easy answers here.
Not at all. It's a complex issue with far-reaching implications.
Okay.
And Plotkin doesn't pretend to have all the answers.
Right.
But he does a great job of laying out the different perspectives and potential solutions that are being explored.
So it's more about raising the right questions and getting people thinking about these challenges.
Exactly. And Plotkin also talks about how the increasing regulation of AI is going to impact IP strategies.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk these days about ethical AI and data privacy.
Right. And Plotkin argues that companies need to be proactive in navigating these evolving regulations.
So it's like you've got to balance protecting your innovation with ensuring that your AI is being used responsibly and ethically.
Exactly. It's a delicate balancing act.
Right.
And Plotkin provides some practical guidance on how companies can approach this.
So it's not just about building a legal fortress around your AI.
Right.
It's about building an ethical framework as well.
Exactly. And what I find really compelling is that Plotkin doesn't see these ethical considerations as being at odds with IP protection.
Okay.
He actually argues that by embracing ethical AI principles, companies can strengthen their IP position.
How so?
Well, think about it.
Okay.
If you're developing AI that's demonstrably fair, unbiased, and transparent, that can be a huge selling point.
Oh, I see.
It can differentiate you from competitors and increase the value of your IP.
So being ethical can actually give you a competitive advantage.
Exactly. It's a win-win situation.
I love that. Okay. I'm sensing a theme here.
Uh-huh.
Plotkin seems to be advocating for a more nuanced and strategic approach to IP in AI.
He absolutely is.
Yeah.
He's challenging us to move beyond the traditional view of IP as a purely defensive mechanism.
Right.
And to see it as a powerful tool for driving innovation, collaboration, and ultimately societal progress.
That's a really inspiring vision.
It is. And he backs it up with real-world examples of companies that have successfully leveraged IP to achieve both commercial success and positive social impact.
Okay, before we wrap up,
I
want to touch on one more thing that Plotkin emphasizes throughout the book.
Okay.
The importance of speed.
Right.
He seems to be saying, don't wait to develop your IP strategy.
Yeah.
The time to act is now.
Yes. He has a real sense of urgency about this.
Okay.
He points out that the window of opportunity for securing valuable IP rights is limited, especially in the fast-paced world of AI.
Right.
If you wait too long, you risk losing your chance to protect your innovations.
He actually shares some pretty sobering stories of companies that were slow to act and ended up paying the price.
Yes. One example that comes to mind is a company that developed a groundbreaking AI algorithm, but they were so focused on getting their product to market quickly that they delayed filing for a patent.
Oh, no.
By the time they got around to it, a competitor had already filed a patent for a very similar invention.
Ouch. That must have been a tough lesson to learn.
It certainly was. And Plotkin uses these real-world examples to drive home the point that procrastination can be fatal when it comes to IP protection.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? What's the one thing they should walk away from this deep dive understanding?
I'd say the biggest takeaway is that IP is not just a legal hurdle to overcome. Mm-hmm. It's a strategic weapon that can make or break your success in the AI industry.
And Plotkin provides a practical roadmap for how to wield that weapon effectively.
He demystifies the complex world of IP, debunks common myths, and offers actionable advice that companies of all sizes can implement.
He also challenges us to think differently about IP, not just as a defensive tool, but as a driver of innovation, collaboration, and ultimately societal progress.
And he reminds us that in the world of AI, speed is of the essence. The time to act is now.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty fired up to go out there and build an IP fortress around my next AI innovation. But before we get carried away, I think it's time to bring this deep dive home. All right, so we've explored Plotkin's mind process, which really breaks down how to strategically approach IP and AI.
Mm.
And we've busted some of those common myths that can hold companies back.
Wait.
But I want to zoom out for a minute and talk about the bigger picture.
Okay.
Plotkin seems to be arguing that IP isn't just about protecting your own interests.
Right.
It's about fostering a thriving AI ecosystem that benefits everyone.
He is. He challenges the traditional view of IP as this zero-sum game.
Okay.
Where one company's gain is another company's loss.
Right.
Instead, he advocates for what he calls a positive sum approach.
Okay.
Where a robust IP ecosystem actually benefits everyone, not just the companies that hold the patents.
Okay. I'm intrigued. How does that work? How can protecting IP actually lead to more innovation, not less?
Well, Plotkin argues that patents encourage companies to share their inventions with the world.
Okay.
Think about it. In order to get a patent, you have to publicly disclose how your invention works.
Right.
This creates a vast repository of technical knowledge that others can learn from and build upon.
So it's like patents are actually a form of knowledge sharing.
Exactly.
Not knowledge hoarding.
And while patents grant exclusive rights for a limited time, they also encourage licensing and cross-licensing agreements.
Okay.
This means the companies can leverage each other's technologies.
Right.
Leading to faster innovation and a more collaborative ecosystem.
That's a really cool way to think about it. So it's not just about building walls around your own inventions. It's about creating an ecosystem where everyone can benefit from shared knowledge and collaboration.
Precisely. Plotkin uses the example of the smartphone industry.
Okay.
He points out that the smartphone we all use today is the result of countless patents and cross-licensing agreements between different companies.
Yeah.
Each company built upon the innovations of others.
Right.
Leading to a product that's far more advanced than any single company could have created on its own.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
It really highlights how a collaborative approach to IP can lead to some incredible breakthroughs.
It does. And Plotkin argues that this same principle applies to AI.
Okay.
He envisions a future where AI companies collaborate and share their IP, leading to a rapid acceleration of AI innovation and the development of solutions to some of the world's most pressing challenges.
That's a powerful vision. But I have to ask, how realistic is it?
Right.
I mean, the AI industry is incredibly competitive right now.
Yeah.
Are companies really willing to share their secrets?
It's a valid question.
Yeah.
And Plotkin acknowledges that there will always be a tension between competition and collaboration.
Right.
But he argues that the benefits of collaboration far outweigh the risks.
Okay.
He points out that by working together, companies can avoid duplicating effort.
Right.
Reduce costs.
Yeah.
And accelerate the development of new technologies.
So it's like a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly. And Plotkin believes that a collaborative approach to IP is essential if we want to see AI reach its full potential and truly benefit society.
Okay. I'm convinced collaboration is the key.
Yeah.
But where do we even start? How do we shift from this mindset of secrecy and competition to one of openness and collaboration?
Plotkin offers some practical advice for companies that want to embrace this more collaborative approach.
Okay.
He encourages them to explore open source licensing models, participate in industry consortia, and engage in strategic partnerships that allow for the sharing of knowledge and technology.
So it's about finding ways to share your IP strategically while still protecting your core competitive advantage.
Exactly. And Plotkin emphasizes that building trust is essential for successful collaboration.
Okay.
He encourages companies to be transparent about their IP strategies and to engage in open and honest communication with potential partners.
It sounds like it's all about finding that sweet spot between protecting your own interests and contributing to the greater good of the AI ecosystem.
It is. And Plotkin believes that by finding that balance, we can unlock the true power of AI and create a future where AI technology benefits everyone.
That's an inspiring message to end on. So for our listeners who are building AI companies, investing in AI startups, or just fascinated by the world of AI, what's the one key takeaway they should walk away with?
If I had to boil it down to one key takeaway, it would be this. IP is not just a legal tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strategic asset that can be used to build a better future.
I love that. It's about using IP to protect your innovations, to foster collaboration, and to ultimately create a world where AI is a force for good.
Exactly. And AI Armor provides a roadmap for how to do just that.
Well said. And on that note, we'll wrap up our deep dive into Robert Plotkin's AI Armor. I don't know about you, but this book has completely transformed how I think about intellectual property in the AI space. It's not just about legal protection. It's about building a thriving AI ecosystem that benefits everyone. If you're involved in the world of AI in any way, I highly recommend checking out AI Armor. It's a must read for anyone who wants to understand how to navigate this complex and rapidly evolving landscape.
I couldn't agree more. It's an essential guide for anyone who wants to harness the power of IP to drive innovation and create a better future with AI.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll be back next week with another fascinating topic. Until then, keep innovating, keep learning, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
Thanks for listening to IP Management Voice. If there's any topic you'd like us to cover in this podcast or on the content platform Dplex, please get in contact and let us know.